Hello, welcome to Tacky Tackles Tackling All Things Tack with me, Keith Chan. This is the first ever episode and I'm so excited. I can remember my 1 year old birthday. Did you believe me? No, I didn't. Who could remember his 1 year old birthday? But anyway, this show is all about tech news and sometimes Apple news because I use Apple's things a lot. If you don't like this Apple news too much, just email me at keithjen.me@qq.com. It's in the show notes section. Now, let's begin our show. The first piece of news is the new MacBook Air with Lion with the dead MacBook. I don't know what to say. If you go to apple.com now, and go to the front page, they'll show you the brand new MacBook Air. That is a good thing, complete with Lion, which is selling today. That is a good thing, but however, you know what's happening? The MacBook has disappeared. Like, disappeared out of thin air, you know, vanished. I mean, it's so sad that this such a successful product is now gone. The new white laptop is not gone. Well, I have to say it's not as gorgeous as the other aluminum products, but it's still something you want so much, yeah? So, I totally understand why Apple does that. You know, people start to suspect that Apple might be combining the Air and the MacBook Pro together and make a killer product. But, I think that's far too early to say that because, you think if you want to go thin, the Air has done that. If you want to go powerful and strong, the Pro has done that. And you can't put so many hardware inside this small baby, you know? You just can't. You've got to wait for some years for that to happen. So the MacBook's gone. And the thing that's made me frustrated the most is that Apple doesn't say anything of it. It's like they've removed this page, they've removed this icon from Apple.com, and it's kind of sad, you know, seeing such a classic. It's like the iPod Classic, you know. Well, people don't really care about it, but if you get rid of the iPod Classic, it's a lot. It's the cheapest one, and from what I hear, the only reason people buy that is it's cheap. You know, Apple things are not cheap, they're expensive. And MacBooks are really cheap. Well, they're still expensive comparing to other companies, but they're kind of cheap. And what's sadder is that seeing the MacBook, it's not much of an update, you know? Just comes, the only thing that's happened to it is this Thunderbolt I.O. They've been advertising it, but I'm saying that it's just not much update. And they're saying, yeah, it's the everyday notebook. I don't agree with that because it's so expensive for its size, you know. Maybe that's why it's expensive, its size, yeah. But and it's also say it's thin and light, yet rock solid. A sturdy aluminum body design makes MacBook Air sleek, durable, and ready for anything. Well, not ready for display, not ready for DVDs, and. It has also got what I really like, it's a backlit keyboard, which I really need because my mom has been using the Air and I've been using the MacBook Pro. And I find the lack of the backlit keyboard is kind of frustrating because at night you brighten up the display, yeah? And then without the keyboard, in contrast, the display seems so brightening and so flashy in front of my eyes. So for me, this is. Well, most people can type without the lights, but for me, it's more of a brightness contrast to the lightning screen. That is what I like. Well, they've added that, and it's not much new. Well, it comes with a Lion. It's 2.5 times faster. Well, you know what? The 2.5 times faster is really unimportant because people who buy MacBook Airs are not professionals. They don't do graphic design. They don't do videos. They use it like an iPad. Well, you don't need much hardware in an iPad, do you? So, for me, it's fast enough. And it's fast enough because it's all flash storage, so it seems much faster than the MacBook Pro if they're equally stocked with apps, like equally stocked with the amount of apps. Because it's flash storage, so it wakes up faster than the MacBook Pro. You know, when I shut down the cover, so I just do that. And then I did some tests. So I opened the MacBook Air and MacBook Pro at the same time, and however, Air seems immensely fast. It's about less than 1 second, and the Pro takes about 2 to 3 seconds. So flash storage is everything, like the iPad. You know, when you press the sleep waking button, you actually sleep the hard drive, and then when you wake it up, it's like flipping over the cover of a laptop. So it's actually taking much more process than you think it's happening. Well, they should at least make a funeral for the MacBook, you know? It's just like disappeared. And there's also new Mac Mini, which it's a faster processor. They've all updated for the Thunderbolt I/O. However, this isn't much use now because there's no USB with Thunderbolt, because USB with Thunderbolt is really fast. So the only thing Apple's using it as a Thunderbolt is the display output. But especially if you go to Mac and you click accessories, you find the Apple Cinema Display. It's changed its name to Apple Thunderbolt Display. Doesn't make sense to me, yeah, because Thunderbolt is all about the speed, yeah. Well, I guess speed is okay, you know, really. So there's not much use upgrading your computer simply for Thunderbolt, especially if you don't have displays, yeah, because notebooks are enough big for us, unless you're doing graphics and stuff. Just don't upgrade it. It's no use. Not worth it. Well, that's what I have to say for this episode. And thank you for listening. Always email me at kitchen.me@qq.com. Please subscribe on iTunes, and I hope to see you on episode number 2. Bye-bye.